This is an interview we did with Cindy Hale of Clover Valley Farm at the Clover Valley Farm Fest. She never really got a chance to introduce herself or her farm business, so I'm doing that now. We get to hear her interacting with some of her customers and talking about her apple varieties and a little bit about the background of her farm.
Hi!
Hello!
I'm Jane.
Nice to see you.
Fun. We're just having a blast.
We didn't know what to expect. Like, we're just going to throw this thing together, and hopefully people will come, and we're like,
it looks way beyond thrown together. It looks way beyond thrown together. It's really got a good
feel.
We're
super excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to. No. It's okay. Just if you want to keep it like longer, it's best to refrigerate it.
Of course.
If you don't have it refrigerated after a day, you just got to let the gas out every once in a while,
because
it's still live fermented.
Yeah, I make kombucha.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
same
you, kind you
of
get it.
Principle.
You get
okay.
it.
That's why I looked here and I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah.
And that wild cherry vinegar, you make that?
Yes, too? Yes. I don't have any here, but yeah, the wild cherries are almost in this season, so we'll be starting another batch.
Ooh.
Yeah, the wild cherry vinegar is really good.
So that was about rutabaga kimchi, which I've never heard of before.
Well, at the end of the season, you got all kinds of stuff, and rutabaga is a way underappreciated vegetable, and it makes a killer kimchi. So I mix it with cabbage, a little bit of carrot for color, some interesting herbs, and it's delish. And now I'm just starting a batch now that will be my apple caraway kraut. So cabbage, because it's apple season, official.
Yeah.
So right. Cabbage, apples, caraway seed, and it's really delish. It makes a killer crop.
And please, please tell me about the apples.
So the three that I have here today, one is Zestar. It's an early apple, a really good out-of-hand eater, and it's firm enough it'll hold up in like a crisp or a pie.
Oh, great.
Really delish. And then the Yellow Transparent, a lot of people haven't heard of it. It's an ancient Russian variety. And it is a dessert apple. Like, it becomes ripe, you eat it, and it's gone. It's got like a weak shelf life. It bruises if you look at it, but it is absolutely magnificently delicious, and it makes a super smooth, creamy sauce. So it's either eat it fresh or make a sauce.
And that was the Yellow Transparent.
Yellow Transparent.
Okay, I bet that's a hard one to find.
It is, because, like I said, it bruises if you look at it, and it doesn't keep at all. Like, you harvest it, you got to eat it within the week, and it's gone. So it's one of those treat apples, a true treat apple. When it's there, you just love it, and then it's gone.
Well, I want to make sure you're able to talk with customers, so we'll just kind of follow you around here. So I've looked at your website, and this is new to me, but looks like you have a very diversified business and have been going here for quite a while. When did you start?
I bought the property in 96. We kind of started playing in 2005, and you're fine. You're fine. It's all good. It's all good. No, it's fine. We're good. They can edit this. Yeah, absolutely. So they're $3 a pound. The Yellow Transparent are a super sweet dessert apple. They bruise if you look at them funny, but they're delicious if you eat them right away. And then the Zestar is a little firmer, good fresh eater, or for pies.
Is this for eating right now?
Yeah. Like.
Okay, we're going to do that.
Today or tomorrow. Yeah. You can pick which ones look good to you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just for.
All right. This is an ancient Russian variety. Yes, that one's, yep. So I'm going to throw another one in, and then we're going to call it $3. There we go. All right, so that's three. Yeah.
A lot happening.
It's
here.
A good,
okay.
Good day.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
It was great to meet
yes,
you.
Yes, I'll be here till whenever. Come back. Good to see you. All right.